Stephens Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, Ken Kesser, all here at your service and on your side. Tuesday, April the 9th, my mother's birthday. And I'm celebrating as I usually do by having cookies.
Oh, cookies in the morning, cookies in the evening, cookies in the supper
time. Give me little cookies and like them all the time.
You guys are the cutest.
Thanks.
Very nice. It's time for celebrity real estate news.
Thank God.
Everybody ready?
Ooh, this is always fun.
Big time. Kevin James.
Yeah, what kind of
wait,
a
wait, candidate for
selling?
Mayor or King of Queens, Kevin James?
King of Queens, Kevin James. Okay. Has listed his residence in Encino. Been there for a long time. He wants to
Encino.
Move to the beach.
Maybe I should look at this place.
He's asking $5.49 million.
Maybe not.
For a massive estate.
Just go look.
Bought it in August of 2003 for $3.2 million.
Ooh, he made some money.
He is going to spend $18 million for a new home in Delray Beach, Florida.
That guy's done well. Oh, really?
Yeah, why he's leaving California. He's a Republican.
He's another one leaving California.
Delray Beach is a neat little town. It really is.
So I have a question.
It's a big place in Encino. It's not really the typical Encino. Well, there's a part of Encino that has these sorts of homes in it.
Well, south of Ventura Boulevard in Encino is very nice. They have very expensive homes.
Right. Over-the-top amenities.
Yes. So
movie theater.
Right.
Gym, chef's kitchen. Posh dressing rooms. Yes.
Question.
Yes.
Where does this money come from? Because that show, do you think it's just the syndication of that show? Because he hasn't worked much lately.
Oh, he has too.
You can't tell me he made a lot of money off of Paul Blart Mall Cop.
No. He's been a lot of movies. Where have you been? He's been in a lot of movies. Look up and go to IMDb.
He was just in, the kids and I went to see the new Adam Sandler Dracula movie.
Okay, and he is in a lot of Sandler flicks.
He was in that, you know, obviously his voice.
I think if you go to IMDb, how do you like that, Richie? IMDb.
You are a technical whiz.
You can find the answer.
I was already there, actually, because you asked me to find a list of Annette Funicello movies.
Yes.
So I was already there, but, you know.
Good.
Kevin James.
Let's meanwhile, right, go ahead.
Easily searched and easily found. And he's got three movies in post-production.
Yeah.
Just out in 2012. Here Comes the Boom. Never heard of it. Hotel Transylvania was the one we saw.
Yeah.
A Zookeeper.
Here Comes the Boom. He was the school coach.
What is that movie?
He was the school coach, and they were going to get rid of some of the programs, so he became a wrestler.
Yeah, he became a wrestler. Okay. See what I mean? Yeah. I don't
the
know.
Dilemma, the grown-ups. Yeah, no, not a whole lot that you remember seeing.
Yeah, but guys like that will make $1 million a movie. They don't make the big money,
right.
But they make enough money to be able to afford an $18 million house in Delaware. What do you
he's still making money on he's still making money on the reruns of The King of Queens.
Of course. Yeah, the guy's probably taking in $4-5 million a year. He can afford the mortgage payment. Gwen Stefani's home on the market as well, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish characteristic. You can buy for $5.1 million in Los Angeles. Doesn't say where in Los Angeles. Aberdeen Avenue. Where's that?
No idea.
I don't know.
Not near me, that's for sure.
No, of course not. Your house would be on the market for, what, $89.5 if it were for sale?
That is so rude.
Sorry.
No, truly. It's
tell
rude.
Them at least you make your payments, Jennifer.
Yeah,
barely.
That's right. Yeah, thank you.
She may not live on the beach, but.
Right.
I know. Gosh. She makes fun of my little house. It's cute that I put my heart and soul into.
I know. It's very sweet.
Thank
Meryl
you.
Streep.
That's nicer.
Has paid homage to the Iron Lady. Thought that was interesting. She played Margaret Thatcher, got an Academy Award. Said yesterday upon the death of Miss Thatcher that she was a pioneer, willingly or unwillingly, for the role of women in politics.
Mm-hmm.
To me, she was a figure of awe for her personal strength and grit. Now, we were talking earlier about how women are perceived, Richie, in the news media as being secondary to men in terms of candidates for public office. And the way that Margaret Thatcher, there's a piece of audio there. I don't know if Michael is handy by. We had a piece of audio earlier. Kenny, maybe you can identify it. Margaret Thatcher, upon her leaving, was chastised by a member of the opposing party, and man, did she slam him. If you can find that audio. It really is very cool. In the meantime, let's get a primer from Roberta Fasanelli, our queen of cheap, as to what we can expect today in her report.
We got a ton of free office supplies from Office Max. We're going to tell you exactly how you can get all this stuff. Mm-hmm. Also going to tell you about free bagels. And let's see, what else? We've got free veggie tails. I bet you know what veggie tails are, Doug.
I don't.
And some great deals at Walgreens for you.
Veggie tails.
Veggie tails.
Do I? What happens?
No, my kids love those.
They're the tails that come off of vegetables.
Right. Exactly. And you eat them. They're really good.
All right. Speaking of eating, also at DougStefan.com today, just below the Queen of Cheap box, is the Supermarket Guru's Helpful Hint box. Phil Lempert blogs about tofu today, where to get it. Huh. Is it good quality or bad quality? Because there are all kinds of qualities of tofu. How many people here eat tofu? Raise your hands.
I do.
I've had some.
Yeah, Richie?
No.
You never use it to cook with?
Nah.
Men don't eat tofu. Men, real men, don't eat tofu.
I eat meat.
Real meat.
I eat meat.
Yesterday's poll at DougStefan.com, speaking about what people eat, what do you think about Dunkin' Donuts' new breakfast sandwich? The question yesterday, 39% of you who responded said, I think I'll pass. Let's see, 24% said, sounds terrific.
Bring it on.
Oh, my God. 20% said, sounds horrible, yes. 17% said they'd be willing to try it. So, like, almost half of you thought this would be something that you would engage in actually doing? Good Lord. Ay, ay, ay. There, Richie, I was talking earlier.
Wouldn't you try one bite just to see?
No, I would not try one bite.
One little tiny bite.
Nope. Now, I like glazed donuts. I do not like, if you didn't hear the story, it was eggs, bacon on a glazed donut.
So let's just take the bacon off and put some sausage on there, because I know you're a sausage lover.
I am a quiet closet sausage
You are
person.
A quiet sausage
I didn't fan. Have, when Meredith and I stopped at the Waffle
you're not
House.
Alone. Yes.
Last week. By the way, and she quietly admitted that she thought the waffle was very good.
See?
She'd never been in a Waffle House before, and probably will never be in one again. Unless
dating these high-class guys now. That's
right. Exactly. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So anyway, but she actually asked, she didn't come out and say it, but she was hungry for another waffle the next day. But she's been sick for 3 days. I don't know whether.
Maybe it got her.
I'm sure.
That's why I can't eat waffles or pancakes in the morning.
Yeah.
Because whenever I have them, then I just feel hungry the whole day. Like, it's something, I don't know, it's something weird.
I like them, but it's like this bomb in the bottom of your stomach.
But you feel gross, but you're still hungry. It's kind of like eating too much Chinese food. Do you know?
Yeah. There you go. All right, coming up later in the hour, a tribute to Annette Funicello. Jennifer also has a lot of television news. Richie, see if you can find that audio, will you please?
I got it right here.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so why don't we play it now as long as we made reference to it? Here's Margaret Thatcher on her way out.
Well, who is this lowering the boom on her, which then she comes back and...
He is the leader of the Liberal Party, and I forget his name, David something or other, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so he tries to pay her a backhanded compliment.
Right, yeah.
And she just lowers the boom on her.
I can wait for the Honourable Gentleman.
There is no doubt that the Prime Minister has in many ways achieved substantial success.
There is
one statistic that I understand is not, however, challengeable, and that is that over her 11 years, the gap between the richest 10% and the poorest 10% in this country has widened substantially. How can she say at the end of her chapter of British politics that she can justify many people in a constituency such as mine being relatively much poorer, much less well-housed, and much less well-provided than it was in 1979? Surely she accepts that is not a record that she or any Prime Minister can be proud of.
I'm going to lower the boom right here.
All levels of income are better off than they were in 1979. But what the Honourable Member is saying is that he would rather the poor were poorer, provided the rich were less rich. That way you will never create the wealth for better social services that we have. And what a policy! Yes, he would rather have the poor poorer, provided the rich were less rich. That is a liberal policy. Yes, truth, but he did.
Stop with that.
I don't want to turn this to...
Wow. Does that sound like what we hear around here today?
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. So
some things never change.
That's it.
We are. Did I say we're going to have a tribute to Annette in the next half hour? I think I did say.
You did.
Okay.
How long is this tribute going to last?
A couple of minutes.
It's going to be like an Annette marathon, right?
Maybe.
Okay, good.
Yeah, right. Okay, and Jennifer, you have television report in the next half hour as well.
Duh.
Duh. 18 after on the Good Day program.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are. Because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
She's the queen of
genius. She's a genius.
She's more than that.
Yes.
She's late.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
The late, great Roberta Fasanelli.
With Veggie Tales.
Woohoo! Let's start off with VeggieTales then. You can get some free VeggieTales song downloads at Amazon.com. Kids love, love,
My kids love VeggieTales.
So you get 5 free VeggieTales songs so they can, you know, sing along with the peppers and cucumbers.
Don't you wish you had that idea? Just as a side note.
Right, exactly, exactly.
Right.
Walgreens, we have $10 off a $50 purchase coupon for you just at DougStefan.com. So you got to go there to get it at the Queen of Sheep section. Free office supplies from Office Max. Way too many to list. Everything from Sharpies to Paper Mate liquid correction stuff.
Wait a minute. Don't we have a special for Michaels today?
Well, we do have a special for Michaels. It's coming up. Tons of free Office Max products. We tell you how to get them. On tax day, just letting you know, and actually before tax day as well, Brugger's is going to be giving you free New York-style bagels. Now, that's a lie, because nothing is New York-style unless you have New York water.
And if you get it cut in half, it costs you 8 cents more
in
New York
exactly.
City.
And 50% off one item at Michaels.
Michaels.
Yeah. All right, good job, Roberta. Thank you. Thanks to Jennifer for being here. Rich, Ken, we're all here at your service and on your side on Good Day.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-607-6984. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-607-6984. That's 800-607-6984. Call 800-607-6984.
All right, let's go back to last night's voice here on Good Day as we try to review some of these TV shows that are very popular. Here's Jeff Lewis opening up the show with You Got It Bad.
To me, and help me sing my song. Tell them I'm your man and you're my girl, and I'm gonna tell it to the whole wide world. Baby, say I'm your girl. Come on, I'm your girl.
This is an Usher song, I believe.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so Usher and Shakira and Blake try to get this fella to join their team, and he goes with Usher.
Surprise!
Yeah. All right, next up, Shauna P. Following with She Talks to Angels. Sounds like everybody else, right, Roberta?
Is that rap?
Adam and Shakira try to get her on their team, and Shakira wins. Let's keep moving here. Caroline Glaser singing Tiny Dancer.
Oh, Elton John?
Shelton and Shakira try to get her, and she goes with Team Blake.
Oh, how it feels so
right, enough of that. Next up, Michael Austin sings Somebody Like You. We decided earlier, by the way, Richie, that we think some of the candidates on The Voice are older than you would find on other
shows. This is true. Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, they are. Yeah.
All right.
Adam
turns around first, and then Shakira.
Yes.
And then
he turns
around. Yeah, he didn't.
He doesn't turn for every country guy.
All right, next up on The Voice from last night, Sasha Allen singing I'm Not Ready to Make Nice. Sounds like it's coming from the Poseidon Adventure.
Dixie Chick song. This is butchering up.
All right. But all four of the coaches, Richie, turned around. And she went with Team Adam after all that. All right, let's keep going.
Matt
Chermansky sings Teenage Dream. First guy to go home last night. Nobody turned around. So he's done. We'll spend a lot of time on him. Here's next up, Mary Miranda.
Goma La Flor.
Yeah. Did you see this?
No.
Actually, I kind of like this. I like this.
A little Caribbean beat.
Yeah. How many people like this?
Okay.
Yeah. I like different.
The only thing is, I can't understand what she's saying.
Yeah. Come on the floor means wash the floor.
That's right.
Actually, how the flower, is that what it is? How good is the flower? Is that
translate? Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Anyway, Shakira is able to use her knowledge of Latin to get Mary to choose her. Let's see here. Next singer is Grace Askew with These Boots Are Made for Walking. Nancy Sinatra song.
Ask us what they'll do. All these days, these boots
I like her.
Blake and Shakira liked her.
Yeah.
And Blake beat out Shakira here. Next up, Jane Smith. Sure, that's her name. Same. You've Got Love. Sometimes I feel like all my head's up in the air. Alright, nobody liked her, so she's gone. Too bad. Name would have been nice to have around. Hi, Richie. Ryan Innes closes the show with Gravity.
I love this song.
And he picks Usher. So that's our review of The Voice from last night here on Good Day.
Good job, The Voice.
Alright.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE. Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want. The products you need. The good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're lost in a
home, or you're singing, it's more than just your address. Carry on. It's the place you fall in love with over and over again. Carry on. HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets. And favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food. And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. Call now. 1-800-463-9184.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Doug Steffen, Tuesday 4/9/13. How do you do? Jennifer Horn is here to report on comings and goings in the world of television in a few moments. Rich McFadden at our studio controls in Washington. Ken Kessler in San Diego. New York City is the home of Roberta Fasanelli. I thought you'd be interested in knowing, Jennifer, that a lot of people, including Fox, because this is your family's business, the cable TV business, the cable TVs, the operators are getting upset with Barry Diller. A lot of you may or may not know who Barry Diller
is. Phyllis Diller's son?
Yeah, how'd you know, Rich? Yes, right. He actually has been one of the most successful operators of television stations and networks in the history of the medium, and he went over to the dark side, Richie. He went over to the digital side. He's got a company called Arrow, and they are retransmitting a lot of shows from networks like Fox, and they don't pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't get any money. All this stuff's
not making
been...
operators very happy.
No, it isn't.
They're saying they're going to make Fox, all the networks, a pay service, which is not good for them because you want to be a basic service if they don't stop airing the programming.
Yeah. So how will that matter to people who are listening to the program?
Well, it probably won't. These are probably just negotiation tactics, I'm sure. That it'll, you know, but they like to do it visibly so that people get upset and think they're going to lose Fox or have to pay more money for it.
Oh,
so
no!
Start
I'm
going to
lose Fox! Oh,
yeah.
Oh, no!
That's how it goes.
Please say it's not so! Meanwhile, still, I mean, when you think about it, just think about it for a second. How many neighborhoods have been destroyed by the cable companies digging up the streets and laying down all that cable or what's hanging from
the
telephone
poles? We got new streets out of it. I was kind of enjoying ours. Yeah, but then they came and dug up the new streets.
Yeah. But why? If everything comes digitally, who's going to need that? Think about that, Richie.
What do you mean?
Well,
I don't follow you.
You're going to be able to get all of this stuff by just going on the internet and downloading it. I need stuff.
He's talking about like Hulu or you know, iTunes,
Netflix.
Getting your TV that way, not the cable.
Yeah, but you still need the delivery method.
Yeah, I don't need
a
cable. Hole in the street.
No,
I have
about
a Dish TV in Los Angeles. I don't need a
hole. Yeah, but my internet comes through my cable provider.
Yeah, but that's going to go away, too.
Because I have Fios.
You have
Lee. So they still needed to lay the fiber for me to get the internet.
Sooner or later, you won't need the fiber. I'm predicting.
Do you want to depend on all wireless?
Listen, Rich. You know me.
I think you're probably right.
Thank you.
Sooner or later.
All right. Let's get to children and youngsters in the news. Ready?
Yeah.
How about we start with the best story first? Would you like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
The story of Beth Reeks. R-E-E-K-S.
Tough name.
Unfortunate name.
Tough name.
It is. Given the fact that she's a 17-year-old, she has written a new book called The Kissing Booth. And it was so good that Random House offered her a 3-book deal.
Wow.
That's cool.
Her pen name is Beth Reekles, R-E-E-K-L-E-S. She wrote the book when she was 15 because she didn't like the reading choices that were available for children her age. She said, quote, "I just couldn't find anything that appealed to me, so I thought, you know what, I'm going to write my own book." She posted the book, which is set in America, on a self-publishing site called Wattpad, W-A-T-T-P-A-D. 19 million hits.
Wow.
How do you like that? So Random House noticed, as you can imagine, they would. And so now she got a three-book deal. So good for her. Isn't that sweet?
She's very cute. It's, yeah, it's a cute book, too. It looks like.
Yeah, cute. All right, so that's what people need more of that. Okay, let's see here. Richie, you got the story of that five-year-old Ohio boy who was sent home from kindergarten because the principal didn't like his haircut.
You know, I don't. It's at DougStefan.com, so anybody can go grab it here.
All right. Yes, that's true. You want me to go grab it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
If you would, please. Here he is.
I can do that. Actually, there's a poll today.
He's got a spiked haircut, so like a mohawk type thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that the local elementary school said that he violated the district's dress code.
Right.
Then he's got to go.
But he's a kid.
So, you know what? His parents are idiots for letting him violate the dress code.
But look
at
the picture of him. Is it that bad?
You know what? Rules are rules. We have to follow them. What lesson are you teaching him, Dougie?
I don't think it's a mohawk. It looks more like somebody could put wax in it. It does, really?
It's a mohawk, yeah.
Here's the deal.
It's a mohawk.
I'm sorry. I'm going to step out on a limb here.
Yeah.
If you let your kid get a mohawk.
He's five.
It's something that you'll regret for the rest of your life.
I'm the one who thinks it's okay for this group.
That kid will grow up with pictures of him going, look what an idiot my mom and dad let me be when I was 5 years old.
Well, look, I don't care that he has a mohawk. The thing that gets me so crazy is that we just refuse to acknowledge rules anymore. Like, if we don't like the rule, then we're not going to follow
it. Some of the rules are
stupid. Some of them are stupid, but you know what? When you're an adult, sometimes you have to follow rules, and we're teaching our kids a really bad lesson when we start them off in a way that, I mean, that's what's wrong with what's going on now.
I'm sticking with my, you look like a moron with the mohawk.
I don't know. I just,
all right, our poll today at DougStefan.com.
I'm okay with it.
Should the school have sent him home because of his haircut? A, yes, if it violates the dress code. B, maybe, if it really was disruptive to the other children. C, give me a break. He's 5 years old.
As someone who went to Catholic school and we had to go in uniform every day, it irks me when people don't follow the rules. Well, like, you just do.
Yeah, and I'm that way too. Kids have to follow rules. They have to learn that that there are rules that you have to follow in life.
Yeah.
But sometimes you have to question the rules.
I don't like driving on this side of the road in this country. I don't like that rule. So I'm going to switch and go to the other side of the road. That'll show them.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Give me a break.
And sometimes there will be consequences for not following the rules.
Well, part of the thing about this story is that the local high school football coach shaved his head into a mohawk to support his team after they won some big game.
Now that's
different.
It was
in all the papers, and that's why this little kid wanted the mohawk.
So what?
He wanted to look like his hero in the newspaper, and that's why his parents did it.
Razor is being open-minded.
Okay, so his...
It is still stupid, but that's the reason it's not just that...
Yeah, as a parent, you need to say no to that. I thought you meant his coach did it to him, and then I was going to say, oh, that's not cool.
No. All right. Next item of interest, also from today's show at DougStefan.com, the 7-year-old cancer patient who... I'm looking at the picture of this kid, and I get very upset when I see this.
If you haven't heard the audio from this, where they basically let this kid come in and score a touchdown.
Right.
And the
spring football game.
The crowd goes crazy.
69-yard touchdown.
Yeah, and it's a sweet little story.
Jack Hoffman is his name. He's from Atkinson, Nebraska. Battling brain cancer, wearing a running back, Rex Burkhardt's number is 22, so that's the number he had. Came in the fourth, it was a 4-and-1 play, took the snap, broke the wrong way, was redirected by Taylor to go the right way.
He started running the wrong way, and they turned him around.
60,000 people in the stand.
Yeah.
God love the
kid. He said it felt awesome.
Oh, I bet it did. Good for him.
Yeah. Okay, so that story's at DougStefan.com. Let's see here. A Chicago grandma has been accused of hiring her 14-year-old grandson to kill her husband so she could collect his money. Janet Strickland charged with first-degree murder and armed robbery because she apparently...
So they killed him.
Yeah, no, they actually, they get...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right. Took the husband's gun, and the teenager killed the grandfather and ran off, jumped in the car, and said, I think he's actually 16, killed his 72-year-old grandfather.
Wow.
There you go. I shouldn't... you know what?
Thanks for that story.
Don't let me do those things, because that is nothing but gives people ideas. There's something else here that I'm going to ask, and I don't know if this is rhetorical or come across as rhetorical. A couple of children were killed in North Carolina yesterday, 6 and 7 years old, after playing in a what amounts to a sort of a cellar hole. The wall
wasn't
of dirt.
Wasn't it a construction zone or something?
Yeah, yeah.
The building.
The collapse of the walls. I remember as a kid going into cellar holes all the time, excavation sites. And you wonder if after you hear this, doing what the news media does best, and that's scare the hell out of everybody, if parents now will say, be careful, don't go into those holes, don't go play on that machinery, don't do this, don't do that.
Well, they should.
That's your job as a parent, to not let them go into a dirt
hole. That's not a playground. That's a construction site. That's dangerous. Yeah. People wear hard hats at construction sites.
What is going on with you, Mohawks?
How your
construction
kids
holes.
Ever grew up.
But I used to jump around these all the time. I don't know. When I on the farm.
Look at me. I'm
with
fine.
The back
hole.
Oh,
that's
stop.
Fine. I survived the ripe old age of 90.
Close, but not there yet.
Okay. Glad I brought that one.
You only have 9 lives. You got to be careful.
Let's see here. The story about the family. This is still repercussions. This thing happened last week, Thursday of last week, I think, when the family was removed from the flight because they complained about a movie that was too violent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they landed the plane and threw them off the plane.
Yeah,
right.
And the movie was
Alex Cross,
whatever. And it is a violent movie. I think they had every right to
it. Yeah, I wouldn't want
it. It was
kids
PG-13.
Is it really?
It's PG-13.
They must have edited it because the original version I saw, there was no PG-13.
Yeah, those are some pretty heavy movies. That's
pretty heavy.
Series of books and movies.
Yeah.
PG-13 more for sex than for violence?
It can be for either.
Maybe. So, as a couple, that information together with the announcement yesterday that the statistics show, once again this year, United Airlines has the honor of being America's worst airline.
Hmm.
In terms of baggage loss, in terms of on time, and in terms of seat comfort. You know, a lot of the airlines keep saying, you can buy, like the other day when I flew to Florida, I was on JetBlue. I paid an extra $49, so I actually had room for my legs in the seat underneath.
Yeah, I like those seats.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, but if you're, can you imagine, like, my son's 6'3". Richie, you're 6'1", or something, right?
No, 5'11".
Oh, I thought you were taller than that.
No.
But even 5'11", you're a couple inches taller than I am,
mm-hmm.
and you get into the regular size seats, and your knees are going to hit the back of the chair in front of you.
Yep.
So now they're making a big deal out of this, but in the meantime, what they're doing is putting the seats in the back of the plane tighter together. So, anyway, United is the worst at that. Southwest wins best airline of the year again last year. For those of you who are travelers, and Southwest is okay. It's not my favorite airline.
For short rides, though, it's easy.
Yeah, for short, for a couple of hours.
Yeah.
If you go on the buy the $10 extra, get on the plane first thing.
I can't buy a ticket on Southwest to save my life. It's their prices have gone crazy the last few years.
Out
of your airport.
Yeah.
In Dallas, yeah, right. There's not enough company.
Anywhere in Washington, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I agree with you. U.S. Air, usually competitive. JetBlue is pretty competitive now. And Virgin America is also pretty...
Love that airline.
Yeah, good. It's a good airline. In a moment, Jennifer brings us up to date with some other television news here on Good Day. It's 15 before the hour.
If you're lost in a home, or you're singing,
it's more than just your address.
Carry on.
It's the place you fall in love with over and over again.
Carry on.
HGTV wants to see photos of what home means to you. Your friends, your family, your pets, and favorite neighborhood hangouts. Share your best photos with us, and you might see them on HGTV. Tag your photos with hashtag LoveHome on Instagram and Twitter, and share the love with HGTV.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
Tear in my eye.
Hey there, hi there, ho there. You're as welcome as can be.
Who didn't grow
Love
up?
Jennifer
didn't grow up on
but
that.
But it was in reruns, and yeah. So I would watch it. So I did actually grow up with them because they were kind of a. It was always on the Disney Channel.
And my kids have the new version of it. They don't know the old version, obviously, but they know the new version.
You could, isn't there? It must be on YouTube or someplace downloadable. Some of the original Mouse Club.
And then hey, you got your Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake, Christina Aguilera, from the new Mickey Mouse Club.
Annette Funicello died yesterday. She was 70. She had been suffering for the last almost 20 years with MS. She is, as far as I'm concerned, the most famous of all the Musketeers.
Everybody's favorite, I think.
Yeah. She was in a lot of movies like The Shaggy Dog, Babes in Toyland, and did a lot of songs with Frankie Avalon, those beach party movies. And every boy that was my age was looking at her, you know, hoo-hoos. And so, anyway, Annette, it's listen. Time marches on. Hi, Jen. What's the latest television news?
Well, time is marching on, and it's almost renewal season. All the networks are deciding what will come back and what will go away next year. NBC has already started to talk about some early renewals. Among them, The Voice, no surprise there, Revolution, and Grimm, which is a really good performer for them on Friday nights.
It's a horrible show.
I love
it. No,
Revolution.
It's a great show. Grimm is a good show.
Ugh, the creepy, crawly faces and stuff.
Parks and Rec and Chicago Fire also solid picks to return. Parenthood looks like it'll get a renewal. Go On and The New Normal also look pretty good. The ones that don't look so hot are 1600 Penn, Smash, those are pretty much dead, along with Whitney and Guys with Kids.
Smash is too hard to keep going, I would have thought. And there's too many. The business, that show on ABC, Scandal,
yeah,
is that thing off? That's an on-fire kind of a show.
Hey, speaking of Parenthood, Jason Ritter on the show next week, so tune into the website.
I'm going to ask about the event.
Tune into the website. How about you just go to the website, Richie?
You can do that.
Do that.
Tune in to the website.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
Doug Steffen Good Day program celebrating Corkscrew Day today.
Oh, I think I can probably oblige that later this evening.
I love corkscrews.
Yeah. On this day in 1860, that the device which was used to open a covered gimlet. What is it? Why do they call it a gimlet? It's a bottle, right?
A gimlet? Yeah, I don't know. Gimlet's a drink.
Oh, is it? Well, it's covered. If a gimlet was in a bottle, it was covered, it had a cork on it to keep it in there.
Maybe.
Had to figure out how to get it off. And so the corkscrew was first used on this date in 1860. Mm-hmm. You ever thought that that's... I mean, can you ever imagine somebody... They used to pull the wine bottle, pull the cork out of the wine bottles with their teeth.
I know, that's so hot.
Is it really, really good?
Yeah, like a pirate.
All right, Jennifer, would you please tell us what a sommelier would use, if not a corkscrew?
I use a corkscrew, actually. What do they call them? A waiter's friend. You know, like the... I like the ones that you can actually just screw out yourself.
Right.
I can't... I have all the nice ones, like the rabbit and the No Jokes Roberto. And the electric cork removers. But you know what? There's something really nice about actually twisting it in and pulling it out yourself.
Really?
I have that, the one where you kind of put it on and you push the handle down and then pull the handle back.
Yeah, that's the fancy rabbit. That's the rabbit.
Yeah, that thing works great.
It does.
But I do have five or six of the other regular ones, too, that I use.
Yeah. Let's pay tribute to Annette Funicello. We mentioned a few minutes ago that she passed. Pretty much everybody knows that. There's a tribute. This is the audio. I think we got the audio, Richie, from that ABC tribute. And maybe that's the best way to sort of put it in perspective.
People Magazine?
Yeah. Well, just listen to see how far we get with it.
Mouseketeers, roll call. Count off now.
Karen, Bobby, NF, if you're at a party and talk to someone shy, be sure to think you're beautiful and praise you to the sky. Wild Billy, wildest boy I know. Wild Willie, why do I love you so? Wild Willie, wildest boy I know. Wild Willie, why do I love you so?
Stars in the sky look like teardrops.
Beach party, muscle beach party, pajama party, beach blanket bingo.
There's
a lot of song Frankie Avalon.
who is now 73. I was just checking on him.
It was really, Annette Funicello is the biggest cash cow Disney had at the beginning of their reign. 12 movies for Disney.
Britney Spears, who became a Mouseketeer in the 90s, says, "I am devastated."
Most of those girls.
She was a role model for me during my days as
Britney
a Mouseketeer.
Britney Spears is no Annette Funicello.
Heartbreaking. Lance Bass. I thought it was Justin Timberlake. Lance Bass.
Justin Timberlake was a Mouseketeer, too.
And Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Annette Funicello.
Yep.
She will be missed.
Yep, too bad. Some other celebrity news. Jennifer is the one who follows this for the most part, but I couldn't resist this one, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
Amoroso, one of the...
Or Omarosa.
Oh, is that how you pronounce it? What did I say?
Amoroso.
Oh, well... Change the O's to
it's
an
okay.
A.
It's
all
right.
Okay.
You know,
pretty much
questions.
Everybody knows who I'm talking about when I say that. Anyway,
sure. She was just watching... on Celebrity Apprentice last season.
Yeah,
just got booted.
Did she get booted? Well, see, that's the thing.
Yeah, Dennis Rodman got her out. Actually,
really.
Uh huh.
One of the things that I have changed in the reality world, Meredith loves Shark Tank. So I watched that, and she loves the Celebrity Apprentice show. So I'm watching that. And I was watching Piers Morgan chase Amoroso around last weekend. Man, what a bunga-munga, as opposed to a B-I-T, whatever. But she was hanging around with Michael Clark Duncan.
Yeah, she was. They were engaged, and then she tried to revive him when he recently passed away.
Right.
Well, now the family is suspicious of her because apparently he changed his will right before he died, leaving almost everything to her.
So she killed him off.
Well, they want to see if he was of sound mind when he made the changes.
Mm-hmm. Anybody hanging around with her can't be
Emma. Rosa killed Michael Clark Duncan.
I don't know.
Wow. Film at 11.
That's a TMZ headline.
There you go.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. First, you've got to see the video that is turning the medical industry upside down. Go to HealthyBody13.com. That's HealthyBody13.com. Watch this video, then pre-register for the Spring Longevity Convention May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, I'm Steve Schultz, Vice President of Training here at Longevity. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, President of the Genesis Communications Network. I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'm going to be there.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Longevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to HealthyBody13.com or call 1-800-360-8695. That's 800-360-8695.